This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
You're listening to Free FM 89.0, Tuiamarara Otahapori. This is Ballot Box 23, an opportunity to meet some of the candidates hoping to get your vote in this year's general election. It's just on 18 and a half to 2 now, and joining me in the studio is Tama Potaka, who is the National Party candidate for Hamilton West. He descends from Ngāti Hauiti, Whanganui Taranaki and Ngāti Toa. He is the sitting candidate for Hamilton West, having taken the seat in last year's by-election by a comfortable margin. Tēnā koe, Tama. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, kia ora, Mike, and thank you for the chance to come and share a few minutes with you.
Tell me what it's been like representing Hamilton West since the by-election.
Well, it's an absolute privilege, and I'm very humbled to be the representative for Hamilton West in Parliament. As you know, I came through a by-election, and there was a real strong desire to have a voice for Hamilton West, which had gone missing in a year or two previous to my by-election. That voice was very compromised as part of the Labor Party, and Dr. Sharma put his hand out and stepped out of the Labor Party to put his hand up for the by-election and acknowledge him for that mahi that he did. But I think that there was a strong voice needed, and I've certainly stepped up with my own distinct voice, but as a strong voice for the hardworking people of Hamilton West.
Tell me about that first year in Parliament then.
I would describe it as that there's some real learning going as a pee-pee hey-hey or a little chicken, not as a big rooster, and to learn the protocols or the tikanga that people follow within the House. And those protocols are very different to the protocols that people outside of the House follow and even across the arms of government. So my role to be the voice of the hardworking people of Hamilton West, but also to understand what's going on, get my knees under the table and start learning from some of the Jedi Knights of Parliament. Some people have been there for quite a while and they understand the protocols and how things work.
There's a lot to learn though, isn't there? And as National's spokesperson for Māori Development and Associate Spokesperson for Housing, you've been given some pretty weighty portfolios there to look at.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity to be the spokesperson for the National Party for those portfolios. And we've got some real crises in front of us, and housing is one of them.
Okay. And you said last year in campaigning for the seat that you wanted Hamilton West to be, quote, the best city to grow up in and grow old. And does that still hold true?
Absolutely. Still holds true. I do want it to be the best city to grow up and grow old in New Zealand. And I don't know if you read the paper today, but they said that Hamilton will be the third largest city by 2050. I'd like to think it's the second largest by 2040 myself. But it's a great place. It has so many good things going for it, from the people who invest in our economy and our society, the Waikato Tainui and Porters and Gallaghers and Perrys of the world, right through to societal players and people who are trying to help communities, the Wise Group and Manning Street, down around the corner here by Palmerston Street, and gyms and health facilities throughout the city. But also our education institutions, schools, primary schools, secondary schools, and also our tertiary institutions here in Hamilton, which do attract a broad and young demographic, being either the youngest or the second youngest city in New Zealand. I think we've got a lot of runway for growth.
Have you moved to Kirikiriroa now?
Yes, well, I've moved back to Kirikiriroa. Right. As you know, I lived here for 10, 12 years and then went to Auckland for a few years, and now I've returned. Of course, my wife grew up here, went to school here, Rhodes Street Primary School, and then to Church College of New Zealand. The college is gone now, but the church is still there.
Okay, so looking about the place now, after being away for a while and coming back, focusing particularly on that seat, what are you looking at as, I mean, you've touched on several things, but what do you look at as being the key to unlocking the potential for something like Hamilton West?
Well, I think it's clear that we've got some real challenges around the cost of living and the economy in particular. So the different dials within the economy, in our view, are not in the right place, and we need to move those dials, whether or not that's inflation or interest rates or cost of living or the over-regulation of the economy. And we had to unleash not only the enterprise and the economic aspirations of our communities and our people, but also the community and the social aspirations. And there's a great example today of that with the announcement that one of our local Hamilton retailers is going to reopen a supermarket in Norton, the Countdown Norton, shut for a variety of reasons about 3 or 4 months ago. And there's been a real dearth of options for people living in Norton to shop. So many people have had to go to the Dinsdale Countdown or Tarapa or to town. And for many people, especially those that are invalid or those that find it hard to travel, they might not have cars, young people or older people who might have walked to the Countdown Norton. Now they have to catch a bus or phone a friend to get there. Well, today it was announced that the landlords, John and Catherine Sinclair, have teamed up with retailers Manish and Rupali Thacker to open a new supermarket, and hopefully this side of Christmas. Well, that's a wonderful, constructive, positive news story for the hardworking people of Hamilton West, and particularly Norton, Grandview, Western Heights.
What do you hope that might lead to?
In terms of the...
In terms of inspiration to other businesses,
well, I think
perhaps?
What it showcases is that we shouldn't rely on government for all the solutions to our challenges and our economic challenges, but there are solutions within government or parliamentarians like myself or councillors giving some support to businesses and communities, including iwi, to actually come up and resolve and solve some of the pressing challenges of our communities. And I think that what it demonstrates and showcases is, you know, government is not the answer for everything. There are parts that the government can play. It can turn a few dials, but sometimes it's just making a connection. And I had the great fortune to know both John and Catherine Sinclair and also Rupali and Manish helped make that connection. And, Harry Potter moment, abracadabra, we've got something that may work for the people of Norton, Grandview and Hamilton generally.
Okay, so that's good news.
There's plenty of good news stories in Hamilton West and Hamilton generally. I know there's often a lot of negative shadow cast upon the people of Hamilton, but Hamilton's young, it's entrepreneurial, it's vibrant, it's passionate, and it's brown.
But looking specifically at that seat, at the Hamilton West electorate, it has a lot of societal issues that, sure, and as you indicated, affordability of all sorts of things, from rental homes to people wanting to purchase homes or employment, all those things. What's the number one thing that you want to work on over the coming 3 years, presuming you get to be part of a
government? Yeah, the number one thing we have to do is move the economy, and we have to move the economy forward. We have to get young people back into education and making sure they're turning up at school. You know, a great example is in Hamilton, we had over half of our young people not going to school regularly term four last year, and we've had some real challenges around attendances. But there's also some really good news stories about schools and individuals like Shane Nartai over at Rhodes Street, working with his wahine at Te Oha Whaitiri to go and find the 500 unenrolled children and get them enrolled. We're not talking about truant children. We're talking about kids that aren't even enrolled in school. And they've done a marvellous job finding over 75% of those young people and getting them re-enrolled in education this year. So I look at that as a great example of the type of passion and commitment that the people of Hamilton West have to our young people. The economy is absolutely fundamental. If we move that, we can move a lot of other dials. We can restore law and order. We can reinstate the housing, health, education services that our people, all Kiwis, including Māori and others of this fine city, need.
I want you to give me an insight as to what the last few weeks have been like then. You've had a lot of work to do in the last 12 months as coming into a new electorate and as a new face for a lot of people in the Hamilton West electorate. Yeah. Getting known and getting people to understand who you are by having your feet on the ground during campaign period is especially important.
Absolutely.
Is that where your focus has been?
Well, I was
pressing the flesh, so to speak?
Yeah, no, pressing the flesh, absolutely. But I was very fortunate to have the mothership of the National Party land during the by-election, and that gave me a lot of ballast in order to get my profile moving and to re-engage and reconnect with the people of Hamilton West. As you know, as I've described before, I stayed in Hamilton lived in Hamilton for 10, 12 years, then went away for a few years and have returned. But the great privilege that I had of working for Waikato Tainui and before that Te Wānanga o Aotearoa was that I got to meet a lot of the community players, a lot of the people in society who are trying to do good things for people of Hamilton, whether or not that's building hotels in the middle of town or building the base and being part of the team under Mike Poorhill, supporting Nathan York and others to build that wonderful shopping facility. At that time was the largest retail centre in the country, running housing projects with David Lugden and Malcolm McDonald and others at Rotokauri Wairere Drive, and of course being part of the team that's activated the Ruakura aspiration for the good of Waikato Tainui, but for everybody in Hamilton and actually all New Zealanders. You know, those projects I was involved in gave me a great basis and foundation for returning back to Hamilton and getting involved in politics, and of course the Waikato Tainui people who have nurtured and supported me as a kaimahi, as a tonotono, as a servant of the people in my time at Waikato Tainui, but also as a member of parliament.
The party's obviously got a lot of faith in you. You're number 24 on the list. Could have been quite easy to just sit back and think, well, I'll get into parliament just as a list MP. I don't need the burden of an electorate over my head. What is it that attracts you about being an electorate MP?
Well, the thing that attracts me, as it does for many MPs, is we're really enthusiastic about people and about the potential to help people in their lives. You know, and we have a saying, as you would have heard the saying, he hata manui o te ao, he tangata, he tangata, he tangata. And I'm really motivated by understanding people's challenges, the challenges of communities, and how I can bring my skills, talents and networks to bear with other people to support people from moving from A to B, or if possible, A to Z, or A to U, A to U, and te reo Māori. So I've been really humbled by the trust that people have put in me, but also by the trust that my parents and my whānau have put in me to try and be a good father and a good husband. And it's the support of my wife and my tamariki, we have three, that keeps me on point and challenged on a daily basis. You know, if you ever want to understand the vibe of the electorate, you can talk to my tamariki or my wife and they'll let you know.
You preempted my next question because, you know, a whānau is important and you're a young man.
Well, it's the most important thing to me, in maintaining whānau dynamics and whānau health and well-being, but also supporting my wife and her aspirations and what she does, whether or not that's at Te Wānanga o Aotearoa, where she currently works, or her own charitable organisations that she's run before. We used to run a kaupapa called Tri Māori out of Karāpiro in Hamilton, and encouraging families into health and well-being events. Not individuals, not people who wanted to go to Ironman in Hawaii, but those people who just wanted to do a little bit to help improve their health from a social, a cultural, a mental, a spiritual, a physical frame of thinking. So we used to put on these events and help people access those touch points, or people with a few skills that could improve their overall health and well-being. We call it Te Whare Tapawha in Te Ao Māori, something coined by Tā Mason Jury. But we are very focused and active on that. And my wife, being Waikato Maniapoto and Aokawa Te Whare Tō and Ngāpuhi herself, and growing up in Hamilton, gives me a lot of foundation and stable support as we go through the highs and lows of being a politician.
The decision to get into politics, so it's a big one because of that commitment, because especially also as an electorate MP, you've got people expecting you to be there for them all the time.
Absolutely, and you know, I've had the great opportunity to be in leadership and team member roles over my years, whether or not I was being the co-head boy at Te Ota College with a very good radio TV friend of mine, or in other roles through the last 30 years. And so I've been hardwired and built by my parents and by my whānau where we are from to actually don't just talk about things, act and do things, because talk is cheap. Action is nearly everything.
Assuming you get to be part of the government after the election, what are your aspirations in terms of what you would like to look after moving forward? Is it the portfolios you've been looking at now, or have you got something else in mind?
No, I have no distinct aspirations. I've been given the chance to be the spokesperson for portfolios up until this point in time, but all those decisions are for another time and they're for Christopher Luxon and the party leadership to make. My sole aspiration right now and goal is to win the Hamilton West electorate.
So you're not thinking about a cabinet seat this early?
No. No, that is nowhere in my sights or in my vision. What I'm thinking about is the hardworking people of Hamilton West and how I can continue to represent them as the Member of Parliament. And if I can do that, then actually I'll be very pleased. If there are other responsibilities, well, they will come when they come. But the number one responsibility I have, Mike, as you know, is being a good father and husband. If I can't do that, how can I be a good politician?
Okay, any final words that you want to add to that in terms of what set you apart from other candidates looking for that seat?
Well, I'm really focused on values. Strong family, strong whānau, strong communities is a real you know, a real fulcrum of my life, and supporting families and communities in many varied ways. Obviously, the Countdown Norton situation, that's something that I've had a little bit to do with, and to support that community come back from where it is to a better position. I'm also really focused on personal and collective responsibility, doing the work and getting the rewards, and really supporting those people who have some challenges in life. They have some needs, and how can we work the dials that government can move, because it can't move every dial, it can move some dials to enable people to live in a safe, prosperous and successful New Zealand and pursue their own individual and collective aspirations. If I can be part of that, if I can help drive that, if I can help support kotahitanga or unity across many communities and many people, I'll be very happy.
Kia ora. Tama Potaka, sitting MP and National Party candidate for Hamilton West, Ngā Mihi Ka Koe. Thank you for being here and being part of Ballot Box 23.
Kia ora, mate. Ngā Mihi.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.